Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you this lovely evening in the Ozarks. I'm making this recording from near Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, my home, my parsonage on the lake. I'm looking out the window. It's so beautiful. Why, you know, folks, sometimes I think as I look at nature and the beautiful sights, and I'm a bird lover, it's even a curse on this earth. My, how beautiful heaven will be. But we're talking this week about praying first of all for the president. Praying first of all because Jesus told us through the Apostle Paul, the Holy Ghost, through the Apostle Paul, to the Pastor Timothy, writing in 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Then he tells you how to do it for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So he's told us here that first of all we should pray for kings and presidents. I have started every program by telling you about a tweet that I put out that we were shocked at the response we got. And the simple little tweet said on Twitter account, Satan is not omnipresent. He leaves most folks to lower-level devils, while he concentrates on presidents and kings, etc. That's why it is of utmost importance that we obey 1 Timothy 2:1, praying first of all for President Trump and those in authority. Now, how do I know that's true, that tweet that I sent out, that he's not omnipresent, and that he attends to kings and nations? Well, I know it from the Word of God. Paul said we're not ignorant of his devices, speaking of Satan in 2 Timothy 2:11. It is written in the King James, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. We have written in the Word of God his devices. Now, one thing sometimes, a thing that people don't know is that Satan's not in hell now. He is actually called the prince of the power of the air, and the seat of Satan, Jesus said, when he was on the earth was over Pergamum, which is in present-day Turkey. And he moves his seat from time to time. Seat in the Bible, the Hebrew and the Greek word both mean throne. So does he have to do with nations? Very clear that he does. There is a chapter in Isaiah chapter 14, which really points out what he has to do with nations. And it's talking about when Satan is going to hell. He is going to go to hell. It'll be a while before he gets there, because during the millennium, he's going to be locked up in a pit for 1,000 years. We're going to read about that too. But right now we're in Isaiah chapter 11, and it's speaking of it's addressing in verse 4, take up this prophecy against the king of Babylon. Now, actually what the Lord means there is the Babylonian system. And he's addressing, we'll see down here, Lucifer as turned Satan. He's addressing him as the king of that system. And it's a time when he has been judged. So this is a future time when he's judged and he's on his way to hell. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 4. Take up this prophecy against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked one and the scepter of rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hinders. Now, this is a time of judgment. He has been identified as the one who ruled nations, but now he's been judged himself. And since he's been judged by God, verse 7, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. and they break forth into singing. The fir trees, the cedars of Lebanon, since thou art laid low, no feller is come up against us. So the whole of the earth is rejoicing when in the future, Lucifer, at the judgment of Lucifer. Now, hell, this is when he's going to be sent to hell. And God says to him in verse 9, hell from beneath is moved to meet you at your coming. It stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So this says they're waiting for you down there. Hell from beneath, it tells us that hell is somewhere beneath, and it's moved and stirred up because they've heard Lucifer's coming. Lucifer turned Satan, and they've raised up because they're in hell, because he deceived them. And here's what they're going to say, verse 10, Isaiah 14:10. All they shall speak and say unto thee, are you also become weak as we? Are you become like unto us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. And then we know who he's talking to, because in verse 12 it identifies him. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground who did weaken the nations? And so we see that Lucifer is the very one who weakened the nations. And there they are, the kings of these nations. They're in hell, and they say, you who had all the pomp and the glory and tried and got us to sell our souls to you, you become just like us, and here you are in hell. And they ask the question, verse 12, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground who didst weaken the nations? Remember what my tweet said? Satan's not omnipresent, leaves most folks to others, but he bothers himself with kings, presidents, leaders of nations. And the book, the Bible, is the one that tells us about this. They ask the question. This is a real question. He's on his way to hell. They're saying, they're mocking him. You who had such pomp and spoke of your own glory, now you're become just like we are. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, who didst weaken the nations? For you said in your heart, now here's how it happened. Here's how Satan got cut down to the ground. You said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the thrones of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? How did it happen to you? And of course, here we have those five rebellious I wills from Lucifer turned Satan. And remember, God didn't make a devil. Lucifer was created an archangel, but he made a devil out of himself. When he created, God doesn't create automatons or robots. And he gave to Lucifer and the archangels, they all had wills. And he was the first one to turn his will against God. And power hungry, he decided that he was going to overtake God's throne. You can read those I wills there in this chapter. and those who are looking, I will ascend to the, I'm going to take my throne. His throne was probably here on the earth. He's going to ascend. He's going to attack heaven. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. There really was an attack that he made on, heaven. But how did it turn out? Jesus said in Luke 10, 18 and 19, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the sky. So these are looking down on him, but he's identified as, in this passage, the one who attacked the nations, the one who shook kingdoms. But it says in verse 17, the one who made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof and opened not the house of the prisoners. He's the one identified here. And he's the one under judgment. But I wanted you to see that he has to do with nations. And we're going to be talking about this again tomorrow because he's not omnipresent. He does have to do with kings. When a man gets elected, I saw it happen with a dear friend of mine, Ariel Sharon. I was close to him. We even helped him to become the prime minister. As far-fetched as that seems, from a little mother peeling potatoes in Collinsville, Oklahoma. But it happened. And then after he became the prime minister, and he was the one who had absolutely helped Israel to become a nation, after he became the prime minister, Satan came against him. And he really didn't know how to come again. He didn't know how to do it, to tell you the truth. And he did that terrible thing by pushing the people out of Gush Katif that made Gaza today, that made it a terrorist camp that fights Israel. How did it happen? It happened because Satan's identified here as the one who shakes kingdoms, made the world as a wilderness. And so, any president of the United States, and I don't think we've ever done it like we should have, or we wouldn't have some of the messes we have. Every president of the United States, whether you like him, whether you don't, whether he's your party, whether he's not your party, you don't want this nation divided like it is right now, like the attempts that are being made against it. They're attempts against the nation. He's after the nation. There's going to be a sheep, nation, goat judgment, and he's after the nation. Oh, I want to urge you, go to the polls. Help other people go to the polls. This midterm election that's coming up in November, not too early to be thinking about it right now and to be praying about it. Come and help us pray. We're getting ready to have a big meeting in Branson, Missouri. We'll have people here from all over the world. Come and pray with us October 17 through 22. I have a book. I entitled it First of All and the Awakenings. And you'll see how God spoke to me about getting this First of All campaign, telling people we've got to pray first of all. And you'll see what he told me about Donald Trump being president before he was president and the awakenings out of which America was born and through which God has kept America strong. You can always contact us at billybrim.org. You can contact us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And so we're offering this book. You can get it even, too, by calling. You can call 1-800-972-3447. We'll send you my new book for $10 plus shipping. Just mention this radio offer. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.